Blog Talk Radio.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
I say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young.
Hey, hey, how are you? Good evening. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. This is Miss Latoya, Miss Controversy Bird, with Miss Z Marie on the line. And we want you to keep your head up this Sunday. Miss Z Marie, how you doing?
Hey, I got my head up over here. I'm feeling good. I'm throwing peace signs. I'm in the building.
Listen, I'm so excited to be on the show. Just like every week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for supporting Vibrate and Elevate. Thank you for making it your business to be here with us this Sunday evening. Now, listen, we want to start out right out the gate. Incarcerated Lives Matter, all right? Tonight we have Probation Station, the founder, Modalisa Weber, who's going to be on the show with us, you know, because probation was the station. You know what I'm saying?
It's Mona Lisa. That's what we're going to find out.
That's right. In the community, we out here looking for those people in the community that are doing something real, doing something tangible for the people in the community. And I just want to say Incarcerated Lives Matter. And if you have a loved one that has recently been let out of jail, or is still incarcerated, I need you to step it up. I need you to give them the support and the help they need. Please, the judgment thing, right now that needs to be put to the side, because if the shoe was on the other foot, if the jumpsuit was on the other person, you understand, it'd be a different situation. And you'll be talking about, can you send me, you know, a few dollars, or, you know, can you accept this collect call? It'd be very different if the shoe was on the other foot. So let's be grateful for all lives, and let's value one another. And don't forget those family members that are in jail, because it's some of us who have family members that have been in jail for years and decades. And on that note, Z Marie, thank you for letting me take this time out to just say James Allen Dasher. Please free James Allen Dasher. Check out James Allen Dasher, freejamesallendasher.com. That's a family member of mine that's been in jail for over 30 years. Over 30 years. Witnesses, information, and evidence all pointing at his freedom and him being innocent, but he's still behind bars. So definitely, you know, the family members are all we have. And so since we're active people in our community, Z Marie, myself, and as you're going to learn about Miss Modalisa Weber, we're really doing something out here. We're really trying to make a difference. And not just trying, like, we're actively involved. And so that's what tonight is going to be about. A lot of awesome things going on. I know Z Marie was researching a little bit about incarcerations and everything that's going on right now. And so the exonerations, I learned by listening to Modalisa's show, which is probationstation.com, you know, about the 124 exonerations that went on last year in 2014. And that is amazing. People getting out of jail, people, you know, their justice being served. And so we need to make the same demands for 2015. So Z Marie, I'm so glad you're not behind bars. What's going on,
girl,
with you?
I'm out. I don't have a record, a criminal record, but I do have a past. So I feel like that's the way that we could really understand this controversy, how people who've been incarcerated feel, how people who have been wrongfully accused feel, how people who've been rightfully accused feel. We all have those things that we can, quote unquote, blame ourselves for and take responsibility or accountability for in our life because it's some kind of mistake or error that we made. And we usually have consequences for that, although ours weren't, you know, criminal, so we didn't have to go to jail. But, for example, we may make a wrong decision to, you know, take out a student loan, or we make a wrong decision as far as, like, going to rent a, what is it, you know, rent a center, getting some furniture. We couldn't pay for the furniture, had to come and get it back, or whatever happened.
Right.
These kind of, we all know how those wrong turns go. So I feel like everybody can really get into this conversation tonight, not just black and brown people, but everybody. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm excited
absolutely
about what this show could possibly do, you know, open people up to this conversation.
Absolutely. And before, you know, those of you that know Vibrate and Elevate Show, we talk about things that raise the frequency of the community and just bring some valuable information. But we're also going to few tips for you guys, those of you out there. If your family is, I'm sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, it's not Metro, but still. I was saying I have a few tips. Huh?
AT&T have us out there like that too. It's a thing. Okay. It's a real thing.
You know, they messing with our communication. But no, I have a few tips for those of you out there in the community. And if you just want to live an elevated lifestyle, an elevated life, and have you know, the better going on for you and your family, I'm going to need you to do a few things. All right, as it pertains to you know, what we're talking about with laws, legalities, you know, being arrested and so on and so forth. One, I want you to have some license. Get some license if you have a weapon. Learn how to use your weapon. Two, wait a minute. For those of you that have license, this is for you. Yes, please, have some license and know what to do. Safety first. And then two, know the law. And that may be a big task, Z Marie, but if you don't know the law, know somebody that does, and that means a professional. That means a professional, and I want to take this time out to let you guys know you need to protect your families, and it's affordable ways for you guys to do that, and it's no excuses nowadays, okay? So I'll talk to you guys a little bit more about that later, but I just gave you two strong tips. Tangible tips that you can actually start using right now to make your life a little bit more elevated when it comes to, you know, the law. But I have none other than radio host, educator, community activist, and public speaker. Okay, she's much more than that. I had the opportunity to meet this sister via Facebook just a few weeks ago. And shout out to Brother Voss Benson, who actually recommended that I reach out to her, check out her show and everything. And here we are now. And so I'm just excited to meet an awesome person who is doing awesome things in the community. And I want you to help me welcome Miss Mona Lisa Weber of Probation Station. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Hello,
everyone. Hey.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invite.
Yes.
Absolutely. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to have you on the show, so I'm going to be quiet. We want to know, what in the world is Probation Station? What inspired you? And what are you doing right now with this brand, with this project, and with this movement?
Okay. Before I begin, can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
Rest in peace, Tupac. Today is his day to death. So much love, Tupac. Love you. Rest in peace, brother. That's an elevated brother right there. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So Probation Station, what is Probation Station? Okay, Probation Station is a collaboration of my experiences, my thoughts, my knowledge, everything that I learned in the system and that I am still learning. So for those who are listening, my name is Mona Lisa. I am a former probation officer here in Broward County, Florida. I supervise the Fort Lauderdale area, kind of known as the Fist Trunk area. For those that know, that's pretty much the hood area in Fort Lauderdale. And I was young. I was in my mid-20s, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going in to save the world, you know, rehabilitation. So, nope, it didn't happen that way. I started working the system, understanding the system, and realizing that it wasn't really a rehabilitation type of system. It was actually, it was like a factory type of deal and more like of a setup. And just things were like so in disarray. You know, no one really communicated with anyone. And when I say that, I mean different agencies, the courtroom, the attorneys, the police departments from county to county. So mm-hmm. I just started noticing like all this crazy just disorganization, overworked and underpaid, and everyone just frustrated. It was just like a crazy environment to be in. So me, I'm a person where, you know, it's pretty much I stand for what I believe in. I ended up getting a promotion, and now I'm working in the courtroom, kind of seeing everything that's going on in court every single day, and started noticing, damn, our people don't know anything. We don't know anything. We don't know what half of these words mean. We don't even know, like, if we were convicted or not. I can go around and ask people right now who are on probation, and they most, I'm not going to say most, a lot of them don't know that they are convicted. They don't understand the system. Rightfully so, the way it just operates is very difficult and intimidating. Okay, so quick example, you walk into the courtroom, okay, you're charged with possession of cocaine, you're looking up to 5 to 10 years in prison. That's pretty much all you hear. Everything else is like, you know, it's extremely intimidating. So as I'm watching this and I'm in court every day and, you know, I'm watching mothers drop and faint, you know, 15 years, 30 years, so many years, just families being destroyed, I started beginning to feel very uncomfortable. I would stand up for my people. And I'm a just person, so what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and that's it. I don't really, you know, look at terms and conditions. I don't look at, you know, what the court said. To me, it's what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong because I have someone higher to answer to, and I'm a strong believer in karma. So I quit the department. I just quit the department. I couldn't really deal with it, and too many people were just being set up. They couldn't pay their money. They're getting violated. They don't understand why they're being violated. There's a no bond. It's just, it gets really, really detailed. So I quit the department and I started working for some lawyers as a paralegal. And kind of started noticing a few things there that made me uncomfortable as well. You know, at the end of the day, people in the system are human beings. And whether they hold an oath or not, they get tired, you feel me? But most of them don't understand that once you can't uphold that oath, you need to get the hell out, you feel me? Because you're dealing with people's lives.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's very, very deep. This system is very, very delicate. You can't half-ass it, you know. I have a class, you know, where I kind of guide people on how to hire lawyers as well because you have those out there that will take your money and do absolutely nothing. And that is a fact. You know, so every decision that is made within the criminal justice system has to be thought out. So my experiences led me to kind of create this probation station because I quit the law office as well, you know, and I'm like, something needs to be done. So throughout my years, I kind of went into entrepreneurship, and I would always be getting calls. Well, Mona Lisa, how do I do this? How do blah, 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 this and that? You know, I got to bond somebody out. Who do I call? So a couple of years, people would just call. I'm like, you know what? There's a great need. So probation station is basically an outline, a PowerPoint, a curriculum, live on radio.
Okay.
That pretty much
a PowerPoint, a curriculum. I like it. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, yes. yes, because what ended up happening was last year, early last year, I just came to this stopping ground, like, okay, what am I doing? Am I going to do this or I'm not going to do this? And I chose to do it in honor of my mom, who passed away several years ago of breast cancer. And she told me one day, Mona Lisa, you know, stop running around crazy. Figure out what you want to do and what you love to do. And when you do it with love, it will flourish.
Yes.
So with her in mind, June 24th of 2014, Probation Station came to life. And what Probation Station is a breakdown of the criminal justice system, okay, from a probation officer's perspective. So every show, I either I can break it down. The second Tuesday of every month, we pick a criminal charge, me and my co-host, and we go into the Florida statute and we read it, you know, and it's just a learning process. I'm trying to make this experience relatable to our community. Nothing fancy because, you know, I've been in situations and see situations where the lawyer is speaking to his client and the client is like in the clouds, not understanding a word that the person is saying.
Right.
Wow.
So the breakdown of terminology, you know, what do these words mean? What to wear to court? How to conduct yourself? Who is the courtroom personnel? You feel me?
Courtroom
who is who? When you're sitting in a courtroom, what are you experiencing? I want you to understand it. It is imperative for our community to understand the system.
And Mona Lisa, what's the number one reason you think these young men and women and whomever, you know, all of us don't understand the system?
Just we're a reactionary people.
Because if you've been to court several times and you still don't understand, you know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between someone who's never been and someone who's been, and they still don't get it. So I wonder if you was able to put your finger on something, because I know it could just be education. It's obviously class. But I was just
right,
something else that you saw. Maybe it's just fear. Is it just completely fear more than it is, like, ignorance or... Is there anything you could put your finger on? Like, I think this is the ball on.
Yeah, I want to say fear.
Okay.
Fear. I really, and this sounds berserk, but to me, everyone should sit in a courtroom for a couple hours in their lifetime. Just so they can understand the level of intimidation that goes on in there.
Yeah.
Very subtle, though. Very, you know, it's like it's cool with it. You feel me? But the level of intimidation is big for the average person.
Yes.
But once you understand it, that level of fear begins to go away. You feel me? Because you're like, hold on a minute. I know. You feel like you ain't just going to try on me. I know. You see what I'm saying?
So, what about the fact that, like,
Hello?
What just happened? Did I lose you?
Hey, guys, this is Ms. Controversy Bird. Not sure what happened. We had some technical difficulties. Is everybody still on the line?
Yes. I'm here. I don't know what happened, you guys.
Okay.
It's just a lot of energy. We dropping some real information. You're not going to be taking advantage of the community anymore because Probation Station is educating the community on legal terms, on who's who, who's doing what, because she's empowering the community and this is what we need. So it's not going to be innocent bystanders anymore in the courtroom. Or uneducated people in a courtroom anymore. So not only are we pulling up our pants, we're pulling up our knowledge, actually, with the help of people like Mona Lisa Weber in the community. So we need you, and whatever we can do to support you in Probation Station, we're ready. We're ready.
Yeah.
And we mean that wholeheartedly, and we mean that around the nation, because Zee Marie is up there in Chicago and we're down here in Miami, and it's definitely a need, and I'm so grateful that you were dedicated to your calling. You were dedicated to your purpose. You allowed your purpose to find you. And so as you work hard in the community, we send you blessings, we send you support, and we send you whatever you need and whatever we can. So I just had to put that out there because I know it was a lot of energy on this line right now coming through.
I definitely appreciate that. And let me speak just really quick on purpose. Like, I had no other choice because it was sleepless nights. Like, for some reason, I sometimes even question myself, like, why I love people so much. Like, what is it? Like, it was just something that I could no longer avoid doing. It's like I had to do it because, I don't know, the energies is just like, you got to do this. You feel me? It's
right.
I left pretty much everything to start this, you know?
Wow.
And I'm real adamant about it. Most, you know, there's plenty of people out there, what are you doing it for? What, you know, the whole negative energy, but I know what the purpose is. And as the prison industrial complex continues, our people need to be educated because now the system is for profit. Okay, so what I'm doing now is basically every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on excitementradio.com, we're discussing something about the system. The fourth Tuesday of every month, I give the platform to the youth. We learn laws and stuff about the youth, and then I give them the platform for them to speak out about current issues and what's going on in their community with law enforcement as well. I may have a guest speaker once a month, and usually that's someone who's been in the system, part of the system, on probation, that can bring the community enlightenment on how to handle things, you know, how to go through it, but also understand that we're not alone, you know. We all share experiences. And then another Tuesday may just be pure curriculum, you know, how to deal with your probation officer, the first visit, what terms and conditions are, you know, what your probationer is going to do, what, you know, how do you modify your probation, how do you get off probation early, preventative and proactive methods for violation of probation, because the system is predominantly about money. So before you take that plea, you need to understand, can you make those monthly payments? So I break all that down, and I give it raw, you know what I'm saying? I give scenarios because I was a probation officer, and a lot of things didn't make sense to me. You feel me? Like, I wasn't really up and up on what all this stuff. I'm like, what is going on with this system? You feel me?
Right.
And, you know, I became an outcast in the department because I was standing up for people. And it's like, oh, you're so offender friendly. Call me whatever you want, but this is not.
Offender friendly?
Offender friendly.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So many people ask me, you know, why were you a probation officer? Why did you become a probation officer? Well, at that time, I could never have answered that question. I didn't know why. You feel me? I was out of college. I had, you know, I got my bachelor's in psychology and criminal justice. I had interned for the department. I got a job. You know how that goes. Your benefits, your this, your that. I had a set plan. Oh, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to get my master's, PhD, forensic psychology. But that just, you know, that wasn't God's plan. So now I can say why I became a probation officer, because of probation station. Like, sometimes, you know, you're put in a position where you have to what's called sacrifice in order to fulfill a purpose.
Right.
So at that time, I didn't know I was sacrificing. All I knew is that I had to do the right thing by my people and for my people. And at the same time, embrace the system and learn it. Because a lot of the knowledge that I had, I always used it immediately with my peoples. I've always had, you know, friends, acquaintances. People get caught up. You see what I'm saying? Some of us just haven't got caught yet. You know, and for those that haven't got caught, there's no need to be bragging about the fact that you haven't got caught. Take it as a blessing, you feel me, and help others.
Right.
So
instead
what we do is we start judging and we start, well, no, you know, this stigma of a convicted felon. Man, there's people that are convicted felons because of driving while license suspended, man. You feel me? So look at the circumstances. You know, and this is for everybody in the community, your employers, you know, because employers automatically, they run a background and they don't even look at the circumstance of the case. And I learned that because not the the circumstance of the case is not the same, you know, as the charge. The charge sometimes may look real bad, but the circumstances are like, what? You feel me? So I encourage everyone to really understand and look into the system, because it's very it's set up to be confusing and frustrating.
Right.
You know, it's set up to set you up. It's a profit system.
Right.
And,
versus,
you know,
what
I look to
is.
Do is. Go ahead.
No, I said versus what we assume it to be and what we think it is. And Mona Lisa, our show is about to wrap up. Where do you want this this probation station movement to go, if you can, in like 60 seconds?
I want the probation station movement to be in schools, in community centers, out in the community, workshops, classes, and eventually have a building with a courtroom in it so I can teach from a courtroom perspective.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
I saw your YouTube video where you were effectively all the characters in a courtroom or a criminal setting. I thought it was so brilliant. Yes, and then a part of what you're saying about the lack of information, one of the characters, you know, the person who was on trial, basically, I guess, or the person who was, you know, accused, they didn't really know what was going on, you know. You as the probation officer had to break it down to them. So this is something that is very, very tangible for people to get, right? The way that you're bringing it to them is in a non-threatening way. It's in a way that you're an advocate, and I just really appreciate it. I'm super excited about the fact that someone like you is out there, you know, on being an advocate for these people who have been accused or just in the system. Is so important and valuable. So I really dig it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Actually, I'm going to volunteer Z Marie and myself to be on your curriculum committee. Both of us are past educators with over 10 years of experience.
Yeah, you know, I need help. Like I said, this movement, this journey, and I'm just looking for unification, you feel me, and we can all help each other and make this whole entire movement of empowering our people grow, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to take a group effort and the right group. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I know the show is about to wrap up. I have to give Miss V, IMV Infinite, a shout out, as well as ecotechvisions.org. That's ecotechvisions.org / training applications. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for people that have been incarcerated, ex-cons, so on and so forth, who would like to get trained in eco-technology so that they can get a job in our community. So we're coming on every angle. We're coming with education. We're coming with resources. We're coming with things that you can use and give you skills. So it is hope. It is hope for our communities, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to make sure you tune in to Probation Station every Tuesday. Tuesday at what time, Mona Lisa?
Probation Station every Tuesday at 6 p.m. East Standard Time on excitementradio.com, or you can visit my website, probationstation.com, click on TuneIn, and it'll take you right to where you need to go.
Yes, and thank you to all the callers that are calling in. The lines are, like, stacked, but we're close to out of time. And I just want to say you guys have to take it serious. It's time to take it serious, and we have to put our purpose in front of us, and we have to work on it, each and every one of us. That's how we're going to change the community, and we have to educate ourselves. An educated consumer is the best consumer. An educated community leader is the best one. So get informed, get out there, and do what you need to do. And ladies, we will see you next week, ladies and gentlemen, on the Vibrate and Elevate show. Thank you so much. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for the love. And it's been an honor. It's been an absolute honor. And we out.
Peace.
That was fast, right?
Yeah,
it was. You're going to be all right, though. Yeah, it was a fast show, but shout out to everybody that tuned in. I know Z Marie, you still there with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm excited. Like, we got a lot of information, and man, it's so many services, like prepaid people out there, but like, even when you get the service, you still need to be educated about the whole industry. Like, it's crazy.
You do, and again, Mona Lisa is just a reservoir of information. We're going to have her on, doing her own thing. Like, for the, like, I need to invite her to Vibrate and Elevate Station, give her her own day, and she does her thing or something. Because what she brings to the table is so valuable. So thank you guys for listening in and tuning in. Thank you. Peace and see you next time.
Peace, Ms. Controversy. You have a good week, girl.
You too. Because probation was the station.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. Listen, we're going to have to do that, that Make It Fly segment and Elevated Taboo segment next show, okay?
Yes.
All right. Peace.
Peace.